from ABC News. I'm Alex Stone. A growing mystery in Kansas City today. What happened to 10-month-old Lisa Irwin, who disappeared on Monday?
Police are not commenting, but the leads could be the first real progress in a case that hasn't seen much since 4 a.m. Tuesday. That's when Jeremy says he came home from working an overnight shift and found his daughter's crib empty, a window open, and the family's three cell phones gone. The couple has faced intense questioning by detectives. Lisa's mother told Dan Harris she volunteered to take a polygraph test. She did and was told she failed. Lisa's parents insist they have nothing to do with their daughter's disappearance and will continue cooperating.
ABC's Clayton Sandell in Kansas City today telling us there was a possible sighting of baby Lisa in California, but former FBI agent and ABC News consultant Brad Garrett says chances are she's closer to home.
I can tell you based on experience of working high-profile abductions that you get leads from literally all over the world. Is that possible? Of course it's possible. Is it likely? I don't think so. I think this situation probably is going to stay within the Kansas City area.
Right now, though, no sign of baby Lisa. Legendary Oakland Raiders owner Al Davis has died. ESPN football expert Tom Jackson says Davis made the NFL what it is today.
Al Davis, I don't think, can be reduced to some sound bite or you know, for, you know, younger people who don't know the history. He, in his own way, revolutionized the game of football. He was a true maverick.
The team has not said how Davis died. He was 82 years old. In Libya, rebel fighters are shelling the last major city still controlled by Gaddafi loyalists. It's been nonstop fighting underway for hours. Residents have been fleeing the city, which is said to be without water, electricity, or food. You're listening to ABC News.
11:02, Saturday, October 8th. It's 49 degrees in Seattle. Mostly cloudy. Chance of rain by late afternoon. Look for highs mid-60s. I'm Art Sanders. And now the top stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. Protesters are gathering in downtown Seattle for a noon rally at Westlake Park. Crowds at the Occupy Seattle demonstrations have been growing daily as people like Jim Kelly draw attention to the growing disparity between the rich and the poor.
I've had it. My daughter's graduated from university, can't find work. My son's going to school. My money to save for them has been depleted because of the financial crisis, and it's just got to end.
The Occupy Seattle group also has the support now of some big names in labor, including the Washington State and King County Labor Councils and the Service Employees International Union. The labor groups say the Occupy protests are an extension of the message they've been sending for months to create jobs and end breaks for corporate America. Congressman Dave Reichert says of the Occupy protesters,
I just feel they have the right to express their opinion, and I think that it's the sign of the times. People have a lot of frustration and fear that we're facing in as to what our future looks like.
He says the demonstrators have their free speech rights, but they must get their message out without creating fear and chaos in the streets. Hundreds of protesters still camped out in the Rose City. Officials there trying to make it so there's enough room for the Portland Marathon on Sunday. Organizers are expecting 10,000 runners, so they say they're working with the city and the Occupy Portland protesters to come up with a plan. The surviving dogs are being bathed and groomed this weekend, but of the 100 dogs rescued from filthy conditions, nine were in such bad shape they had to be put down. The King County Sheriff's Office was alerted to one house in Burien where they found 38 Pomeranians, Chihuahuas, and Chins. They then discovered that the same owner had another house in Issaquah.
Found 62 dogs. They were a little bit in more clean conditions, so not quite as bad, but this is clearly a case of animal hoarding like we sometimes see on television, but nothing that we've had to this extent in this area.
Sheriff Sergeant John Urquhart says so far no arrest, but the owner is under investigation. State officials say they expect holiday season hiring to be sluggish in Washington this year. Economists with the Employment Security Department are projecting that retailers will add 13,000 jobs through December. That's less than the 14,700 they added last year. And do you ever take on the Sunday crossword puzzle? It takes most of us an hour or so to solve that big puzzle, but Michael Silva is a little faster.
For the start of the week, 4 or 5 minutes, and then for the big Sunday ones, maybe a half hour.
The young man from Seattle came in second place, winning $1,000 in the National Brain Game Challenge, sponsored by the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. The contest is a reminder to keep your brain active as you get older. And expect delays if you're heading to the San Juan Islands this weekend. The Yakima Ferry was taken out of service for repairs. Replacement ferries run slower and carry fewer cars. Riders are urged to be patient while the boat is being fixed. Right now, it's 50 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we'll continue with Tammy Michaels Inside Out. I'm Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather, every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Let's check on traffic with Alex Meyer.
Well, Jennifer, some good news for drivers in the north end. Southbound I-5, much improved, just rolling slow a little bit through the University District at this time. Things have recovered since they have the express lanes open now in the southbound direction. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Areas of fog outside this morning. Watch out for that, especially along the Cascade foothills. We're going to see some clearing at times for the morning hours, and clouds do increase in the afternoon. Then we had a shower chance to the mix by the very end of the day. Highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s. Not a bad day all in all. Just be extra careful out there, especially near the waterways where the fog is out there here and there. Now, on through the next couple days, we're going to keep it mostly cloudy and soggy through much of Sunday and Monday. Temperatures are going to stay in that same range of upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
58 degrees in Auburn, 55 in downtown Seattle.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
And welcome back to Inside Out, the show that helps you uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Well, thank you, Jennifer. We're coming back into our second hour of Inside Out, and I want to pick up where we left off, which is talking about some of the latest color trends that we see right now. And let me tell you something. These changes are, in my opinion, really in the best interest of those of us who love design and are ready to see just a little bit of a difference in the color direction that we were on. Because it was bright, it was bold, it was popping, and in my opinion, some of the colors could reach out and eat small children. So what we've gone to is some colors that are a little bit more sedate, yet they're fun, they're lively. I refer to them as optimistic. And I want to share with you, I talked about the Dachshund color, which is, in my opinion, a brand new color that you're going to love. Now, if you're interested in these colors and seeing them for yourself, I'm going to share with you coming up in this break where you can go and look at them on your own. But right now, I'm going to give you a few little details. For example, one of the colors that's in right now, green always is a neutral, but the shade of green changes, transitions a little bit with how the temperature or the mood of design reflects it. So the color that we're now seeing is what I call chartreuse or oil yellow. You can also think of it as pea green. Chartreuse is pea green, but it's a timeless color, and it looks amazing with almost anything. For example, chartreuse is a color that looks fantastic with bright white or creamy white. It also makes friends with chocolate brown. It looks fantastic with various shades of gray. And in addition to that, I love it with black and red. It can take on kind of an Asian feel. Black, red, and sharp white, beautiful, stunning color combinations. It wants to be with amethyst purple. It just is a sensational color. One more, which is another part of the color trend, is a color called flamingo. Now, here's part of the color trends that you're going to see for 2012, which is colors, they're hard to describe as just one color. So in other words, when we say flamingo, flamingo is a bit of a cantaloupe, but it's dustier. It's almost got, it wants to be metallicized. Yes, that is a word that I just invented. I don't know why, but when I can't describe something, I make a word up. So think about it. You could glaze it with almost a white gold or a silver, and that's how you'd get to flamingo. It wants to be a little dustier. It's not bright. It doesn't reach out and want to take on a life of its own. So it's a coral color, and I love it. Another color that I love that is a green is called Oasis. It's a little bit more of a celery green or a peridot, In fact, peridot is one of the colors that we're seeing for 2012. The other neutrals include a color called fog, and that's exactly what it is. Look outside on any day in the northwest in the morning, and it's got this gray, yellow undertone, and it's beautiful indoors, especially when it's paired with some bright colors. Black coffee, come on, that was almost invented for the northwest, and it is in fact a black, but it's kind of an espresso, has a brown undertone. So those are just a few of the colors. I'll add two more, shiitake and chanterelle. I love them. And when we come back in our next break, I'm going to wrap this little segment up with some of the blues that we're seeing and some of the purples and how they've transitioned. And a red that I love, and you're going to want to have it. And then we're going to talk about my favorite things. Whenever I talk about my favorite things for interior design, I have to tell you, I get more emails about that than anything else I ever talk about on these airways. So that and your questions.
Absolutely. 206-421-1000 or toll free. And that number is 877-397-COMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
You know, at Sound Kitchen and Bath, one of the things that I can share with you is the fact that Sound Kitchen and Bath, they're dream makers is what they are, because you dream of having a kitchen that really functions. You know what I mean. You don't walk into a box store and go, that's a dreamy kitchen. What I'm telling you is you pick up those magazines and you want that kitchen. You want those glazed cabinets, or you want that zebra wood, or you want riff cut oak. You know what you want. Maybe you want something from the arts and crafts era, but you think to yourself, I can't afford that. Well, yes, you can. Sound Kitchen and Bath has the most affordable kitchens on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't matter if your taste is clean and contemporary or luxurious and traditional. It doesn't matter if you have a tiny little condo and a little tiny budget, or you're building the luxury home of your dreams. You want to save money. You want that kitchen or that master suite that finally looks like what you want, and you want to be able to afford it. Sound Kitchen and Bath, they are the finest designers on the planet. I believed in them so much. I invested in this company. Sound Kitchen and Bath, call them today. Get an estimate for free on your kitchen or bathroom. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue and at Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation, and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course. See stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Come on, news time is 11:14.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Let's go to Alex Meyer for a look at the roads.
Well, Jennifer, things looking pretty good right now. We have a stalled vehicle southbound I-5 at 16, but it is off to the right shoulder, so just a distraction. Also, if you're going to the San Juan Islands this weekend, we have some higher volumes right now. It is for some a holiday weekend, but we do have a new boat on the ferry route, ferry run there. And it's a smaller one. The smaller vessel, the Hayu, only carries 34 vehicles, so expect some delays throughout the weekend on the San Juan Island ferry route from Anacortes. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
This morning, watch out for that, especially along the Cascade foothills. We're going to see some clearing at times for the morning hours, and clouds do increase in the afternoon. Then we add a shower chance to the mix by the very end of the day. Highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s. Not a bad day all in all. Just be extra careful out there, especially near the waterways where the fog is out there here and there. Now, on through the next couple days, we're going to keep it mostly cloudy and soggy through much of Sunday and Monday. Temperatures are going to stay in that same range of upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm Theron Zahn, that's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. It is 57 degrees in Tacoma, 55 in downtown Seattle. And you're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. And the numbers to call to ask your questions are 206-421-1000. And, of course, we have our toll-free line as well. And that number is 877-397-5666. And we were just about to transition on to, Tammy, some of your favorite things. I can't wait.
I know. We're going to wrap up our segment on colors for a little bit because I think this is so important to talk about. And then I want to tell you where you can find the colors yourself. And then, again, I will share with you some of my very favorite things for the inside of your home. But as we wrap up on color, and we're talking about the colors that I believe are going to transcend the design industry, and I love all of them. Like I said, I've been on all the blogs. Some of the designers like them, some of them don't. But as I review them with you today, is one of the things I want to share about our color trends that we're looking at right now is that our colors are best described with many different pros and almost pronouns. So in other words, what you have to do is you have to say, it's a green that's kind of a leek-like green, but it's almost mossy, but it's almost chartreuse, kind of pea green. That would be leek green. Another green that is very popular right now, I would describe almost as pistachio, and they call it fair green. Stonewash is almost a soft lavender, has a little bit of a blue undertone, yet it wants to be gray. Brick red, I could go on for 10 minutes about this red. It is a little bit of a gray red. It has, sometimes it looks a little bit purple. Sometimes it has a little bit of a tomato undertone, depending on how you look at it. That describes the way you're going to see colors on cars, on handbags. They're not exactly easy to describe. So for you, how do you find these colors? Well, it's really easy because how you can look at the color trends as they're emerging for fashion. In addition to that, purchasing a car or even painting your house, Pantone. Pantone is the nation's leader, and actually they're international, in setting the color trends. It's what I look at. It's what I'm recommending you look at. So Pantone is really the colors. You use it for your computer. When you print something out, they'll say, could you give me the Pantone number? And attached to it is a number that specifies the pigmentation you're going to see. So there's a tip for you today, how you can stay on top of all the colors that we see emerging in fashion, merging on automobiles, and hopefully in your homes, because it's the least expensive thing that you can do to stay up and coming with the trends and the times. Let's talk about some of the ugly things in your house, and then we're going to transition out of that and talk about some of my favorite things. Right now, let's go to Pat in Seattle. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Tammy. Hey, you talk about ugly. When you walk in my house, you walk straight into the living room, as you said, but straight ahead is the bathroom.
Oh, see, Jennifer, though, is right there with you because yeah. Jennifer has you walk in her entryway, and at least hers is down the stairs. Yeah.
Girl, your pain.
Okay, so when was the house built?
Oh, it's about 50 years old, 60, somewhere in that range.
Okay, so you walk in and there's the loo?
straight ahead. You walk into the living room, and then just a little off to the left, maybe a foot, is the bathroom. I keep the door shut.
So do I.
You know, here's what I'm going to share with you when you have something like this, which is I would at least try to make the door interesting. And let me share with you how I would do that so that it doesn't look like, you know, it's institutionalized in the space, which is this might be the one thing in the house you customize just a little bit by putting a curved door that leads into that room. So at least it looks like it's an interesting space. And where do you get curved doors? Well, Franklin, where the door store actually can order seconds of doors. And they have doors that have kind of an egg-shaped top. So they're a little bit rounded on the top. And that way it would at least look interesting. The other thing you can do is at least put a quality door on there, raised panel, something like that, so that the door, when it's closed, it looks as if that it's a home, not a house going into the bathroom. So if you have to have a door, have it at least look attractive.
Okay, right now I have it painted the same as the wall, so it kind of disappears.
Yeah, you know.
But I like your idea about the door.
I would just say, you know, I always come back to this quote, which is from Pee Wee Herman when he falls off off of his bike in Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure. He falls off, jumps up, grabs a bike, and he goes, "I meant to do that." And so if you have something like that in your home, what I always say is the ugliest thing, let's think about how we can look at it and say, "I meant to do that." Frank Lumber, the door store, is my recommendation for you, girl. They have gorgeous doors.
Thank you so very much.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Pat. Someone else shares my pain with the whole,
I know. Now we're going to come back, and we have Michelle in Renton. She wants to know how to refinish a chest. And then I'm going to share with you, transitioning into our last half hour, some of my favorite things. We talked about ugly, and my mom always said, if you're going to say something negative, say something positive. So we'll do that when we come back.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
It's the Columbus Day sale this week at Bassett. Save 25% on everything in the store. Plus, get an Apple iPad 2, MacBook Air, or iPod with a minimum purchase. You heard me right. Save 25% on quality Bassett furniture and get a popular Apple product free. But hurry, this sale must end Monday at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and the thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
11:24, let's check on traffic with Alex Meyer.
Well, hearing now of a bunch of wood debris westbound I-90 at Front Street throughout all the lanes there. So it sounds like it is you are able to get through this, but be very careful. Otherwise, things could go very wrong for your tires. Also, southbound I-5, State Route 16, disabled vehicle on the right shoulder. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Here's Theron Zahn with a look at the weather.
We're going to start the day out dry with some areas of fog outside this morning. Then during the afternoon, the clouds do increase. We're getting ready for some showers towards the very end of today. Our highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s. Keep that shower chance around overnight and throughout the day on Sunday. Mostly cloudy skies, so today's your better day for getting outside. We'll see at least a few sun breaks out there. On through the following Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, keeping it mostly cloudy and showery at times. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. It is 55 degrees in Tacoma, 53 in Seattle. And you're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. We're taking your calls, 206-421-1000, or you may call toll-free at 877-397-COMO.
Let's go to Michelle in Renton. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How can I help you? You have a chest that you're looking to refinish.
Well, it's not a very expensive chest, but I bought it years ago, and it's a pine chest, and I've never used it because they finished it. I bought it at a fair.
Okay.
And they finished it with a varnish coating, and everything that I put into the chest ends up smelling like varnish.
Really? Oh, wow.
So, I don't know what to put over it to get rid of the varnish smell.
You know, you actually have something that's more of a chemical question than just a design question, albeit that I'm certain that in refinishing it, you want it to work out for you a little better. I have a couple of thoughts for it. And the first one is, and you can actually do this online, they sell cedar chest lining and closet lining, and it's actually strips of cedar that you can glue in and into the chest itself. And they were used long ago for chests, which is why the term cedar chest came along, was because of the interior lining of the chest. It kept moths away back in the day. And so that's why they were lined with that. But it actually is a really delightful scent, and it will last for many years, like a decade. So what I would say to you is that I would look at that as a solution. And just by Googling online and put cedar lining and Google it up for closets, I bet that's the easiest, or drawers, I bet that's the easiest way that it'll come up. Now, the second thing is, because it's kind of a chemical question, I want you to call my BFF, Robin Daly, from Daly's Home Decorating Center, Daly's Paint and Home Decorating Center. And you can email her, but it's Daly apostrophe S. And they're located in Bellevue. So if you actually physically walked into their store, then they could actually walk you through it with some way to minimize the off-gassing, which is what you're smelling with that varnish paint. It's the off-gassing. And they can help you with that. And they might have a way that you can just seal that off. But if you put the cedar lining in there, it should override that scent. And not only that, it's really a delightful scent. So there you go. It's what was used for hundreds of years to preserve beautiful wools and linens and those things. So I think the option's not really a bad one. Okay, we're going to get into a subject, and I want to still talk to you about all of your basic design dilemmas, because when we start talking about my favorite things, it brings up questions. I can't talk about my favorite things for your home without talking about the things you need to fix. Kind of one thing leads to the other. How do I have favorite things? Well, it's because I really, truly have fixed so many things over the years that are unattractive. I've come up with a laundry list of favorite items for homes. So I want to go through those for you today. But what I want you to do is pose your question with something that's ugly on your house, in your house, something design-wise, something about your furniture. And then I want to answer it with one of my favorite things. And what are those? Well, bathrooms. For example, so many people have avocado tubs or pink bathrooms from the 1950s, albeit sometimes we can make friends with those. The mauve bomb that's gone off in your house if you've purchased one of those homes from the 1980s and you have the mauve tub or shower, or worse yet, the mauve toilet. What can you do? What are my favorite fixes for those kinds of things? So that's one area that we're going to focus on when we come back out of the break, is my favorite bathroom fix, because it's really an easy one, and I'm going to give you two. And then we're going to get into popcorn ceilings. I swore this would be the bane of my existence, but I really do have a favorite fix for that as well. And then I want to talk about something that everyone should do in their home. It doesn't matter what your budget is. I'm going to share with you one favorite item, and you can install this yourself, and it'll make a dramatic difference, and it'll take your house kicking and screaming into the 21st century. But in addition to that, it's going to help you elevate your property value, and it's so inexpensive. So I'm going to be sharing those favorite tips when we come back out of our break. And the best part, your calls. I know you have something unattractive. Let's make it one of Tammy's favorites. Let's give out our phone
it's
numbers.
It's the Columbus.
Numbers are 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
And then it's the Columbus Day sale.
And we'll take a quick break. We'll check on ABC News. We'll get all of the latest headlines from across the nation and around the world. We're expecting to have some showers this evening. Right now it's 57 degrees in Tacoma, in Everett 55, 54 in Olympia, 54 degrees with scattered clouds here in downtown Seattle. Coming up next, the latest headlines from ABC News, all of the latest top stories followed by your top local news, traffic and weather here on Como News Radio. It's 11:30.
Some of the Republican presidential candidates are in Washington, D.C. today, speaking at the Values Voters Summit, Mitt Romney promising bold action.
I'll take bold action to help grow our economy and create jobs. I'll issue an executive order that directs the Secretary of Health and Human Services to grant a waiver from Obamacare to all 50 states.
Oakland Raiders owner Al Davis, one of the most controversial owners in the NFL, died today at the age of 82. Prince Harry is now in El Centro, California, in Southern California, where he'll spend the next 2 months undergoing military training. It's creating quite a buzz in the small desert town, says Elizabeth Varon at the Imperial Valley Press.
It's a really big deal for some of the girls out here. Even the girls up to 40 or 50 are really excited to see a prince. I think a lot of people here just want to see him, maybe even meet him.
Jurors in the trial of Michael Jackson's doctor have a long weekend off because of the Columbus Day holiday. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Como News Time, 11:31, currently in Seattle, 54 degrees. Art Sanders, and a look at this hour's top local stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. The crowd of demonstrators at Seattle's downtown Westlake Park is growing as protesters draw attention to the widening gap between the rich and the poor. Several dozen union members are joining the latest rally set to begin at noon today. And a protest in downtown Seattle marked the 10th anniversary of the start of the war in Afghanistan.
When do we want troops out? When do we want?
More than 100 activists blocked traffic yesterday afternoon as they made their way from Capitol Hill to the downtown shopping district. Many held signs calling for all American troops to come home.
I'm opposed to both wars, to war profiteering, to the senseless loss of life and destruction. It's a tragedy.
10 years? Come on, we gotta stop this war.
President Obama issued a statement saying the U.S. is safer now thanks to the sacrifices our troops, diplomats, and intelligence analysts have made in Afghanistan. Nearly 1,800 U.S. troops have died in Afghanistan since the war began, including 71 soldiers from Lewis McChord.
The war's had a huge impact on the base. Sergeant First Class Nathan Chapman, a Green Beret from Puyallup, was the war's first casualty. About 2,000 troops from Lewis McChord are currently serving in Afghanistan. Another 4,000 are getting ready to head there. Tracy Ellis, Como News Radio.
The Federal Aviation Administration wants airlines to inspect their Boeing 767s twice as often as they do now. The proposal comes after cracks were found on a wing fastener hole sooner than expected. Sound familiar? In April, Boeing increased inspections of older 737s after a hole ripped open in a Southwest plane's fuselage while it was in the air. No one was seriously hurt in that incident. State Department of Social and Health Services has agreed to settle a lawsuit.
Brought by two children abused and starved by their father and stepmother. Under the deal, DSHS will pay the children $4.6 million. John Pomeroy and Rebecca Long both pleaded guilty to child abuse in 2008. They were sentenced to almost 4 years in prison. The lawsuit contends the state ignored signs of abuse 3 years earlier. Because the plaintiffs are still minors, this deal needs to be approved by a court.
Global 4's Denise Whitaker. A small creature threatens to stop artillery training at Joint Base Lewis-McChord. Dennis Ivory is a grad student at Evergreen State College.
It's a small butterfly. It has orange and white spots on a black background.
The problem, the only remaining population in the state is smack dab in the middle of Lewis-McChord's artillery range. The Army has partnered with Evergreen and a women's correctional facility in Belfair to raise more of the rare insects. They'll be released into the wild with hopes that they can boost numbers and entice those on the artillery range to join them. Well, there's one less travel headache this weekend in Seattle. City's Department of Transportation rescheduled its construction on the Mercer project because of rain in the forecast. I-5's on and off ramps are open this weekend. Work is tentatively rescheduled for next weekend. It's 50 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we continue with Tammy Michaels Inside Out. Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the 4s.
11:34, time to check on traffic. Alex?
Well, Jennifer, things starting to fall apart on northbound I-5. Just past the West Seattle Bridge, a collision takes up the right center lane. Looks like fire department on the scene. We're hearing there's an accident involving a car and a motorcycle. So southbound I-5 slows as you approach the scene there. And then once again, we'll crowd into downtown Seattle. Also westbound I-90 at Front Street. Wood debris taking up all lanes, so just be very careful through that area. And also, looks like we have, we're also dealing with a disabled vehicle, southbound I-5 at State Route 16, though, off to the right shoulder. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Areas of fog outside this morning. Watch out for that, especially along the Cascade foothills. We're going to see some clearing at times for the morning hours, and clouds do increase in the afternoon. Then we add a shower chance to the mix by the very end of the day. Highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s. Not a bad day all in all. Let's just be extra careful out there, especially near the waterways where the fog is out there here and there. Now, on through the next couple days, we're going to keep it mostly cloudy and soggy through much of Sunday and Monday. Temperatures are going to stay in that same range of upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. It's 58 degrees in Tacoma, 55 in downtown Seattle. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. The topic today, favorite things, favorite fixes of Tammy's, not mine. I don't have an opinion.
You do. Every single time I talk to you, you're such a creative person. Well, and it's true. You are.
Well, thank you. I didn't think I liked the fog color that you were describing earlier, but I saw it in a picture with the purple and the green, and I thought, wow, I could live with that. That was really pretty.
It's just very pretty. The fog color is kind of a creamy dove gray. It's light. It's just got a slight bit of gray undertone to it, but it's a very creamy, almost beige color. Frothy color. I really love it. And when you see it with bright colors, I'm telling you, it just reaches out and hugs you, you know? I mean, it really does. I really like it. I want to talk about ugly bathrooms because, man, oh, man, do I get emails with regards to ugly powder rooms. So the first one that I want to talk about is the Mauve Bomb. And that is the powder room from the 1980s. And so many people are purchasing homes right now that are on short sale. And there's a lot of these 80s homes that are up for sale. And then when people purchase them and they move into them, they don't really have a lot of money. And we see that all the time. Or perhaps you've just been living with a Mauve Bomb in your house. And maybe you don't have the money to rip it out. I've got another suggestion of a way that we can fix it, including avocado and harvest gold and other colors in the bathroom. But I'm going to get to that tip in a second. But this is one. So if you have a color like that, the best color that you can paint the walls is kind of a true gray. Almost think battleship gray. And think Art Deco. In fact, Google up Art Deco posters. Get a big oversized Art Deco poster and just embrace it. And if you went with, you know, gray and black and crisp white in this bathroom, and maybe a little bit of burgundy. And if you wanted to throw in a green, like an emerald green, somewhere in the powder room, all of those colors say Art Deco. talk about a romantic, timeless era. And so if you have these colors in your home from the from that era, that 1980s era, the Donna Summer era of design.
I can't believe I ever used to like that color.
I know. It is a cringe color, but in some ways it has come back. We call it other things now. But what I will share with you is that's a way to take it to something dynamic and striking. And I keep coming back to that as a designer. When you have something like that in your house, you have no money. And mm-hmm. as I used to be a single mom, I have not forgotten my roots, nor will I ever. You know, I'm very, very proud of my electrician father, my working class background, and you know, yes, I do design very upscale homes, but I think this is incredibly important to remember that we can fix things on a budget. And we have Sharon in DuPont, and you have a question or a comment. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning, Tammy. I have a question about the use. I've been considering using a dove gray with another bright wall in my master bedroom because
yes.
I have a piece of art in there that I love that has the kind of a magenta or plum-colored wall in it. And I was wondering if you could recommend a color in the magenta or the plum lines that might match up well with the fog.
Oh, you know what? I've got some really great suggestions for you. And one of the things is I want to share with you, just think amethyst purple, really amethyst purple and silver glazing. You know, I'm going to inspire you. I'm going to try to motivate you. This is an opportunity to go into one of my other favorite things, which is into whatnot shops or into thrift stores and look for lamps that you can even paint in a soft silvery gray color. And when you do that, and I mean the ones that look like the big vases from the 1970s, 1980s, new crisp white shade on it, or even a black shade would really look stunning in a room like this on a table and update it to kind of a Hollywood Regency look. But that purple is going to be bright and intense and bold, and don't be afraid of it. You know, think of something that almost has, you know, an amethyst color to it, or fuchsia, if you will. And actually, you can use multiple shades of purple. You can even go a soft lavender to mix it up. A soft teal would look great with that. Also, that peridot green would reach out and just embrace the whole look. So I hope those are some colors that help you pull the room together, because I think you're on a fantastic journey with your own storyboard.
All right, my lamp bases do have a silver and pewter tone.
See? You're on a path, girl. We're going to see this in Architectural Digest or Elle Decor next time I open the pages. I can feel it.
She's on the ball.
She is. I know we have to head out to a break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about the one thing you can add to your homes and increase its property value.
206-421-1000 and 877-397-COMO.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. Go to guttergloveusa.net. guttergloveusa.net.
Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, it's Kent Phillips with a commercial word for Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local custom-made cabinetry. Listen, Sound Kitchen and Bath does not have these large, fancy designer showrooms that you actually have to pay for. Their award-winning designers go directly to your home to best understand your kitchen, your bath needs, to create the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores or the kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinets and layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is the local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and molding. They want you to shop the competition. Then you'll see for yourself the exceptional difference in quality and price that beats the competition. Sound Kitchen and Bath features the finest cabinetry from Marysville to Portland, Tri-Cities to the Peninsula. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, you will save money. SoundKitchenandBath.com. Have them come to you at no cost. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
It's the Columbus Day sale this week at Bassett. Save 25% on everything in the store. Plus, get an Apple iPad 2, MacBook Air, or iPod with a minimum purchase. You heard me right.
save 25% on quality Bassett furniture and get a popular Apple product free. But hurry, this sale must end Monday at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Hey, mister, it's time to get handy, man. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. Hire an expert for 6 hours, get the seventh hour free. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional. Professional, safe, and on time every time, guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No, not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
11:44, and here's Alex Meyer with traffic.
Well, Jennifer, things really starting to bunch up now northbound on I-5 from about the Michigan curve up to the scene of a collision involving a motorcyclist. Northbound I-5 just after the West Seattle Bridge, taking up three right lanes, only the HOV lane and the far left lane getting through at this point. Might want to actually just get off at Michigan and detour into downtown Seattle via 99 or Airport Way, depending on where exactly your destination is. Also, we're dealing with another motorcycle collision on the ramp from 212 to southbound 167. Sounds like it is blocking part of that ramp. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Here's a look at weather from Theron Zahn.
We're going to start the day out dry with some areas of fog outside this morning. Then during the afternoon, the clouds do increase. We're getting ready for some showers towards the very end of today. Our highs today, upper 50s to lower 60s. Keep that shower chance around overnight and throughout the day on Sunday. Mostly cloudy skies, so today's your better day for getting outside. We'll see at least a few sun breaks out there. On through the following Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, keeping it mostly cloudy and showery at times. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
58 degrees in Tacoma, 55 in downtown Seattle at 11:46. Thanks for being with us today on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman. We are taking your calls, 206-421-1000 or 877-397-COMO. You do have a little more time to get your questions in to talk about your favorite things and
yes.
Tammy's favorite fixes.
Yes, favorite fixes. Okay, so this one I'm so excited about sharing with you. But Jennifer, we were on our last few minutes and our phone lines are lighting up. Mm-hmm. So I want you to give out the phone numbers one more time.
Sure, it's 206-421-1000 and our toll-free number is 877-397-5666. It spells Como.
Yes, and Tracy Ellis is doing such a great job screening those calls, and we'll get to your calls in just a second. But hey, I want to share with you this fix. And this is the one thing. It doesn't matter what kind of budget you are on. And you can't even begin to imagine what this can do to transform every single room that you do this in your home. And it doesn't matter if you have a contemporary house, if you have a war box, that's one of those little tiny houses that was built post-World War II, one of those little 50s ramblers. Here you go. Here's the tip. Moldings. Big, huge moldings. I am a fan. And this is a reason to go to a box store. Why? They have affordable moldings. And I really love the ones that are made out of MDF, medium density fiberboard. And these are paint grade moldings. And I'll give you a little tip. They have the ones on the aisle where all the moldings are. But in addition to that, they usually, like at Home Depot, have a case. And you can order them and they will arrive to you in just a short amount of time. I also want to say Google up moldings, interior design moldings, moldings, interior moldings. And you can see that there are companies that will actually send you MDF, medium density fiberboard moldings that are exquisite. Now, how do you install these yourself? Well, I'm going to give you a couple quick tips. First of all, you're going to want to take a little 10-minute instruction from Home Depot. They do this so well. This is something I give them a great deal of credit for, which is training you how to use small-ish power tools. And you want to rent a chop saw and you want to rent a really good miter box. The chop saw should have directional cutting on it and they can walk you through it. Now, if you do buy a miter box and you have a little saw, skill saw, that you want to cut this yourself, you can do that. But what I want to share with you is spend some extra money on a better miter box. This is my biggest tip with moldings. The miter box means everything. They sell a miter box for about $12.99 and they sell one for approximately $29.99. Spend $30-$40 on the miter box, party people, because you won't regret it. And then what I want to share with you is another tip. Use architectural adhesive to put the moldings up, and then use something called blind nailing, which is simply by getting a nail gun. Again, you can rent that from Home Depot. Rent the nail gun and install it just with a few small nails, and they'll even show you which nails, and you don't want to nail it every 6 inches. All you have to do is nail it, you know, about every 18 inches. But that way you're going to get good cuts. They'll walk you through it. Another tip with this is, here's what I recommend. You want to go ahead, rent a sprayer or buy a sprayer, or you can do this by brushing it yourself. Put a good base coat of paint on it, a primer coat, and then paint your moldings before you put them up, and then all you have to do is touch it up. So there you go. There's one of my biggest tips that you can put into any home, and I love big baseboards, 4 to 6 inches. I love big crown moldings. You can mix them up. You can put 2 or 3 moldings together, and don't be afraid of them. Even in small bathrooms, lower ceilings, doesn't matter. When you put up crown molding in your home and larger baseboards, your home's value was just elevated. Because if you're selling your home and people walk in and see molding, they automatically think that it's a custom looking home, and it will distinguish you. If you're living on a budget, this is something you can do that'll look like you've taken on an entire remodel, and it's going to save you some big bucks on something like that, and you're going to love your home. I've done it in every home I live in, and I've never regretted it.
It looks fancy schmancy.
Fancy schmancy.
I like it.
I do too.
You know, I was a skeptic, and then I took your advice. I did it in my ugly powder room, and, you know, following your advice of I meant to do that, it looks fantastic. It looks expensive.
It does.
And it really wasn't.
You know what? It really doesn't have to look expensive. And I think that this is one of these things that what I want to share with people is with this kind of millwork is what we call it. My other tip is the shade of paint and the kind of paint that you put on it. You know, all of the molding does not have to be the same color. I really want to stress that. Your doors and the molding around your doors can be one color, and your crown molding and your baseboard molding can be another color. You can have baseboard molding that is the same color as your floors, and then your crown molding can be an accent color. So all of these things don't have to be too matchy poo, as my sister always says. I kind of hate that, but it came out of my mouth. So there you go. But on the sheen of the paint, I like to see a shinier grade, because dull molding, there's something psychologically about it. It doesn't work mentally. We don't want to see dull molding. You want to see at least a sheen. If it's not a high gloss, and high gloss, unfortunately, is going to highlight all of your mistakes and where you filled in the nail holes. So go with a low sheen, kind of like a semi-gloss on that. And you can get away with using water-based paints, the latex. A little tip on that is to add a little Floetrol to it, and then it'll extend your paint and your dry time, and you'll end up with a better sheen, like it looks almost like a professional finish. So those are the things that help.
Floetrol.
It's actually a paint additive. It's a paint conditioner. They have it even at the box stores. They have it. It comes in a big yellow container. It's called Floetrol,
okay.
And it's a paint conditioner.
Good to know. Well, we are just about ready to head out to our break. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back with more Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Gutter Glove USA is simply a better gutter cover system, and it costs less. Compare Gutter Glove USA to Leaf Filter and see for yourself. Leaf Filter is made of plastic that can crack or split, and a thin mesh that can clog. Gutter Glove is the most technologically advanced cover system, with a sturdy anodized aluminum frame and a stainless steel large mesh. Gutter Glove USA system is far superior, and it costs less. Why pay more? Come see Gutter Glove for yourself at the Puyallup Fair. Call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. When it comes to making a decision for your gutter cover system, compare the plastic and thin mesh of Leaf Filter to Gutter Glove's anodized aluminum frame and stainless steel large mesh. You'll find there's no comparison. Gutter Glove USA is the best, and it costs less. Remember, call Gutter Glove USA right now and save $1,000. That's $1,000. Come see us or call to schedule your free estimate. Go to guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. That's guttergloveusa.net.
It's the Columbus Day sale this week at Bassett. Save 25% on everything in the store. Plus, get an Apple iPad 2, MacBook Air, or iPod with a minimum purchase. You heard me right. Save 25% on quality Bassett furniture and get a popular Apple product free. But hurry, this sale must end Monday at Bassett. Quality without compromise.
Como AAA traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes on the fours.
It's 11:54. Let's take a look at traffic.
Well, Jennifer, things just getting worse and worse for drivers on northbound I-5. We are now hearing that all but two lanes blocked northbound I-5 just past the West Seattle Bridge. So your three right lanes are blocked. Medical aid on the scene, the fire department, instant response, and the state patrol. And an accident involving a motorcyclist sounds like could involve serious injuries. So expect this to be around for quite some time, northbound I-5. Now backed up just to about the Michigan curve. And then also we have another motorcycle accident. This one is on State Route 167. It is southbound, and it is blocking the left lane partially at 212. Again, also sounds like serious injury accident, so be prepared for some delays there. This traffic report brought to you by the Tulalip Resort Casino. Experience uniquely different luxury and delicious dining at the Northwest's finest resort casino, Tulalip Resort Casino. Log on to TulalipResortCasino.com to reserve your stay. I'm Alex Meyer in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Alex. We stay mostly dry throughout the day until early evening when we have steady rain arriving. Tomorrow will also be wet, but a little less so as the steady rain declines into scattered showers. Highs will be in the upper 50s. And then next week we start off on a cool and wet note, windy at times. Highs will be in the mid-50s. For right now, though, in Tacoma, 58 degrees. Make that 60 in Tacoma now, 58 in Olympia, and 54 in downtown Seattle at 11:56. Thanks for being with us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. I'm Jennifer Harriman, and we have learned a lot about favorite fixes today.
We certainly have, and I have to share with you, it's always a privilege to be with you, and it's a privilege to be able to turn on a microphone here at Como News Radio. And as I wrap up today's broadcast, I want to ask you to please today, when you're buying gas for your car, when you're buying something at the grocery store, think of a veteran that has impacted your life, and please buy a raffle ticket, which is available through our Washington State Lottery. It's $10. All of the proceeds from this go to the Veterans Innovations Program. This is for money for emergencies, for education. And, you know, as Michelle Obama recently put it, I mean, our veterans, so many of them are just living on food stamps. And I just think that this is one thing. It's $10, and the odds of winning are through the roof. They're giving away 24 prizes of $50,000. And what I want you to think of is, think of one veteran who has impacted your life, and especially if that veteran's no longer here, which in my case, that would be my father, 101st Airborne veteran, and my nephew, Kevin, who unfortunately was lost as a result of a roadside bomb in Iraq. So we all know someone who's impacted our life, and we all think about these young men and women when we see them in uniform. This is the one thing. $10. Do it today. I want to see this number count go up tomorrow. We only have till November 10th to sell 300,000 tickets, and we're only at 85,000 today. So this is an easy one for you. $10 through the Washington State lottery system. Everywhere they sell lottery tickets, you'll see Hometown Heroes raffle. And please, today, buy that ticket. And then, Jennifer, I just want to point out that I'm not going to be with you for a bit. And so if you're listening to this show in rebroadcast, it was a best of, because you're going to cut it up for me. But I'm going to be gone. I'm going to see my son graduate Fort Benning. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be on vacation, for a much needed vacation. And you'll be in good hands next week with Eric Gorenson. And everyone will be in good hands with you, giving the best of show. And of course, Robin Daly will be filling in for me one of the weeks. So as I wrap up today's broadcast, I always like to ask you to please make those design decisions with your kids, your pets, the people you love in mind. And I always want to thank you for joining me right here at Como News Radio. And, you know, get out there today. Come on, do it. You meant to do it last time you heard it mentioned. And buy that raffle ticket for $10 with the money going to veterans.
And we'll see you again next week, except for you, Tammy. I will see you next week, along with Eric Gorenson. We'll miss you very much. We'll look forward to hearing about your trip when you come back.
And thanks for joining me right here on Como News Radio.
Safe travels to you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Art Sanders will be in next to take you through the afternoon hours.
Fisher Communications, the very latest news, traffic, weather. Como News Radio on the Como News Network. AM 1000, KOMO Seattle, 97.7 FM, KOMO FM, Oakville. Everything you need to know.
ABC News coming up next with the latest headlines from around the world and across the nation. It's 12 o'clock on Como News Radio, 58 degrees in Tacoma, 55 here in downtown Seattle.